We're going to call to order the City Council Corporate Public Facility Corporation and Board of the Kiama Community Development Corporation Joint Workshop, July 24th, 2024 at 12:10 p.m. We do not have a quorum, but it's a workshop.
There's nothing called Corporate Public Facility Corporation and Board of the Kiama.
Yes, there is, sir.
So does that mean we can get up?
Series E dropping on me. So we can discuss, but we cannot make action. We can't take action.
Well, there's no action on the agenda, so fine.
So now we declare 1 and 2. Number 3 is discussion. 3A, 3B, and 3C. Current and future projects. Lighthouse District Streetscape Project and 6th Street Pavilion. Open discussion related to KCDC and the City of Kiama. Aaron, you want to start off?
$2 million that's in the budget currently.
Does anybody here currently have any questions or input on that?
What are we getting for the 1.5?
That is really a... You're going to have design, plus the engineering, and perhaps we could even begin, if we really, really went fast, there could be some actual dirt turning.
But if I can interject, I mean, we don't know.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I mean, there was a... There's a leaked rendition that everybody keeps referencing about a pavilion or a shed roof in there and all that, but nobody, first we didn't ask for that. So let me be clear, we did not ask for that. That's what he produced. And we knew he said about him and said that's not what we asked for. So we have since moved on from SW, or at least they had the opportunity to bid, we were putting out for bid. It was RFP, right?
RFP, the last touches of that RFP.
Once our RFQ is done and we decide on the engineer, then we're going to start really trying to nail down what we want to do. And so, SWA did provide some renditions of things that we like. Some of them were covered, some of them weren't. But so they'll take everybody's input on that and try to come up with something everybody's happy with. What I like the best is really just allows space for all the businesses to move into the space, has a pathway down the middle. Has fire pits and tables and has festoon lighting on across, and either it can be covered or not, you know, honestly. So I don't know if that costs $2 million. We have no idea. We just had to think of a number to put on there.
But also, we left it open for a streetscape project as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, so let's say less money is spent on the 6th Street portion of the project, and that's more money that could go into the alleys or more money that could go onto Kip or, I'm sorry, Bradford.
I just wanted to educate the staff as what it would cost.
You could almost say that there's this much going towards Lighthouse District revitalization beginning the 6th Street.
Correct.
And that looks not bad.
Yeah, that is what you're saying.
To say 6th Street, we have $1.5
million. What is the Lighthouse District streetscape project and 6th Street Pavilion?
I think it would cover all of that. It gives flexibility.
That's what it said the whole time. We haven't changed that. That's been the whole item.
Right. But yes, we'll also be a public comment out of this project as well.
Yeah.
Some actual work might have been done. Well, I'm sure it was done. I wasn't here for it, but for the master park plan.
Yeah.
I remember why we did the master, not the master park plan, but the nature facility is we knew it was going to cost a lot of money. We phased it out. Chunks that we can afford. I mean, I see this fighting along the same way. You know, we'll just start chipping away at it year by year as we can.
And that could be phase one, for instance. You look at the streetscape project, 6th Street, phase one might be in, we try and design that towards a not to exceed amount, perhaps, of 1.5. For phase one.
Do we have a guess on the whole thing?
I think that will kind of play out when we have public hearings and then we determine what this thing really needs to look at. Like with a lot of streetscape projects, it can be anywhere from $1 million to $5 million, depending on everything that you include. It depends on do you need to have stormwater upgrades? Are you going to put aerial utilities powered below ground? What kind of grading is required? So it really is kind of a and that's true too. So that's what I mean by
for
a small project at $1 million all the way up to five or more.
That's funny enough. That question is super broad. I mean, that's almost like somebody saying, like coming up to me in my industry and saying, "Hey, right, how much does that cost? What you want in it? I mean, what's going to look like? You got to tell me what you want. I mean, we need to do that process first. So it could be as much as little as everybody agrees, really. But I do think that we just can't leave it alone. Like, something has to happen. Otherwise, what's the purpose?
Step one is certainly putting out the RFQ. Like I said, that's a pretty substantial RFQ that's going out. That lines putting together right now. We're putting the final touches on it. We're pretty close to it.
I just want to kind of saying about the $1 to $5 million, but man, somebody will quote you saying that.
Yeah.
The right answer is we don't know until we decide what it's going to be.
And we don't know.
Yeah.
But
Lisa's application we did from SWA.
The application has gone in, and we, I forget when we hear back, or we'll be getting an answer when we are receiving it. And nothing will really start, if we receive it, I think nothing really happens until January, before there's money available. So I think in September they'll have them all graded.
So far, has the surveying, is that complete? I'm not sure about that.
Yes. It's been completed, and we have the file and the PDF in it. We have a digital file with engineers.
And when you talk about the 10% for engineering, is that included in this 1.5, or is that a separate line item?
Separate line item.
Schedule to ask you about.
Yes, sir. We're told that they'll begin striping on the 29th.
So that's
Yes, sir.
How long
in the evening?
In the evening. How long do they expect that project to strike to last?
I think that, weather permitting, it could take 2 days. It'll be phased, kind of starting. We put out a phase. We don't know that they'll follow it. We hope that they will, but we're basically start at the boardwalk and work your way backwards all the way to 146.
And they're going to do this all through the night. I'm assuming the road has to be closed.
That's what we're being told, that they'll actually do it through the night.
Wow.
The signs are probably all in place. They're just covered with plastic right now. So.
I'll go back and look. I mean, I've seen some, but I haven't seen a lot.
Okay.
But I've definitely seen some signs covered in, black plastic.
That's their work.
Yeah.
Our board, but HOT grant application for FY25 went out this morning, or went live this morning. You should have all received an email with the press release and a link to the page, to the website page where it is. And if you know of people that I sent it out to all of our previous last year's recipients, and then a few others that have asked for it. But if you know of anybody that might be interested, go ahead and send them the link. Yes, the deadline to submit is August 30th.
And then after I do that, when we come to August 30th, you'll see them at one more budget workshop where you'll see all of the asks, and then you can all work through that at that time.
Well, so last year when we went through this process, we talked a lot about what doesn't and does fit in that box of being able to receive our funds. And you said you were going to make sure they got their after action report. I know Paul Robinson does a really good one, and I think the fish and tournament does a really good one, but I think everybody's supposed to get one. And I would love to see those before we decide, so we can kind of look through them and see who actually.
We can do that. And then there's also a place, we've updated the application, and there's also a place in the application where they put if they've received. If they've received money in the past, how much money they've received, and